Magic Animal Friends Treasury, Volume 5, written by Daisy Meadows and read by Mavanwe Hocking. Crisp autumn leaves crunched beneath Lily Heart's boots as she tossed a spadeful of soil into a wheelbarrow. She and her best friend, Jess Forrester, were helping Lily's parents to dig a new pond near the Helping Poor Wildlife Hospital. Mr. and Mrs. Hart ran the hospital in a barn in their garden, and both girls loved caring for the animals. Jess's dad, Mr. Forrester, was helping too. As the five of them dug, they were watched curiously by the animal patients sitting in the nearby pens. Bunny noses waffled, a chicken clucked, and a fox cub's ears twitched. "This pond's much bigger than the old one was," said Jess. "It needs to be," said Mrs. Hart. "We have so many ducks at the hospital now."
"And it's not just ducks who'll love the new pond," said Mr. Hart. "Frogs and toads will come and use it too."
"And newts and dragonflies," added Mr. Forrester. "It'll be like an animal village."
Lily and Jess shared a smile. The girls knew they were both thinking the same thing, that the pond sounded like Friendship Forest. The forest was a magical world where the animals talked and lived in little cottages and dens. It was the girls' special secret. After a little while, Lily's dad wiped his forehead and leaned on his spade.
"Shall we go inside and have a cup of tea?"
"Good idea," said Mr. Forrester.
"Jess and I will put the tools away first," offered Lily.
The three grown-ups went into the house and the girls stowed the spades in the tool shed. Jess sighed as she closed the door after them.
"I wonder when Goldie will come to get us again," she said.
Goldie the cat was their magical friend who took them to Friendship Forest.
"I hope it's soon," said Lily.
Then Jess gave a start. Something fluffy was rubbing the back of her legs. Jess looked down and laughed in delight. A beautiful golden cat was standing beside them.
"Goldie!" cried Jess. "This means we're going to the forest right now."
With a mew, Goldie turned towards Brightly Stream at the bottom of the garden. Excitement tingled through Lily and Jess as they followed her. They knew time would stand still while they were away, so their parents wouldn't worry that they'd gone. Goldie led them towards an old dead tree in the middle of a meadow. The girls ran after her, their hearts racing. They knew what was going to happen next. Magically, the tree burst into life. Orange and gold leaves opened, as dazzling as the autumn sunshine. A flock of chattering starlings swooped down to nibble the...